face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob. Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mast.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger Maserati on Thursday, August 26th. Live from our Tomford Tire Studios in Dorchester, as usual. Felger in the Felger chair, Maz in the Maz chair, Murray in our update studio. Hi, fellas.
Bene, too.
Peachy, thank you so much. All right, so today was a big day quarterback-wise, as they've all been, but really feel like it's coming to a head this week. And I want your impressions on what we heard from what went on down at Foxborough, i.e., Cam Newton returns from the COVID protocols, and everyone's eyes were on how they were going to rep. What did the depth chart look like after Mac Jones had a really good week and Cam Newton was out with the COVID nonsense? What was it going to look like? Well, as far as I can discern, it looked like Cam Newton was back to being the starter. In other words, his reps were those of a starter. He went first in team drills. Mac Jones went second and got more work. And that's generally what happens, you know, first string, second string. First string goes first, doesn't play as much as the backups because you got 90 guys to filter through or 85 or whatever it is at this point of the year. So the backups play more. The number two plays more, but he goes second. And it feels like that's what happened today. Do I have that wrong? Is that the general consensus?
It looks that way to me.
Correct. Yeah.
He was leading off the 7-on-7s and 11-on-11s was Cam Newton. And I read that and I don't know how you don't feel disappointed, especially if you want Mac Jones, I think like most people do, because it's like yesterday never even happened, you know? And this whole thing with Cam Newton being out due to the COVID protocols and this whole snafu, it's like nothing ever happened. Where in the past, something like this would, if it wouldn't cost the player his job, he'd certainly be demoted. Or he'd have his ass chewed out and you'd be, you know, you'd essentially have to win your position back or win that, you know, you'd have a real competition. And it's like none of this even happened.
So my opinion is that today it looked like nothing has happened today. And so is this what I wanted? No. Is it what I expected? Yes. And I would also tell you that I still think in the last few days, Mac Jones moved a step closer to being the quarterback of the Patriots. So, again, it didn't manifest itself today, Murray, because I think Bill went into this with a plan going into camp. Cam's going to be my starter. I've got to see what the kid is, and it's going to take an act of God for that to change. And I don't think this was quite that, but I do think that high five yesterday was Bill saying, the kid's getting closer. The kid is getting closer. So, again, it didn't manifest itself today the way we wanted. But I do think something happened in the last few days.
Okay.
It didn't show up today.
Is it going to show up week one against the Dolphins?
No.
No.
You still got Cam Newton, the starter, in that game?
Yep.
Do
you?
Yes. Yep, I still do.
And with how this was playing out, though, I thought there was maybe a sliver of hope. Maybe the kid could start week one. Maybe Cam gets cut. Oh, how joyous that would be. Nope. He's going to be there week one against Miami.
So if we're right, and who the hell knows? If we're right in what we've just said, that it is still Cam Newton week one, and that's been the plan all along, I'm really looking forward to hearing the reaction of the guys that cover the team and have been really strong in their analysis that Mac Jones has clearly been the better guy. This hasn't even been a close competition. Mac Jones has lapped him and won 80% of the days, and whether that's Tom Curran, Phil Perry, Scott Zolak, you name it. There's a bunch of guys who have really espoused that to the point where after yesterday where Mac Jones had a really good day, there Tom Curran says Cam Newton should never take another snap as a member of the New England Patriots. And Bedard says, it's a do it now, Bill. Do it now. Make Mac Jones a starter now. If Bill doesn't, what's going to be the reaction? What's going to be the reaction? I mean, not just from them, but from the people at large. What's going to be the reaction?
Well, you won't get criticism of Bill. You won't get that. If that's what you're asking, you won't get that. I understand what you're saying, though. Logic.
I mean, let's just be consistent, right?
Yeah, on the logic, it should be Bill's making a mistake. You know what? Someone may write that. Someone may write that, but it won't be as inflammatory, as strong as it should be.
If he comes out, so I think we all agree he's going to start. Cam Newton's going to start week one against Miami. That first or second throw of the game gets picked off. That place is going to be all booze.
Yes, it will. And let's see how Bill stands up to it. Again, if this is right, who knows? Who knows? I mean, there's others down there who tell you it's a no-brainer. It's going to be Mac Jones. Ben Volen, who has been on the other side of it for most of it, tweeted after today, practice is over in just under 2 hours. If Cam Newton was punished for missing practice this week, it didn't really show up today based on reps in practice. And that's just sort of what, again, piecing together how everyone sort of reported it, that Newton, again, just went first. And Mac may have gotten more of the load. To me, it would have been telling if it was just the opposite, that Newton got more of the load and they were going to rest Mac Jones because he had thrown so much over the last couple of days. That would seem to me, if they had gone easy on Mac Jones, it would have implied to me that they're monitoring him. They're working him into form because they don't want him to overthrow his arm.
They're mindful of the workload.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that would tell me something. If he got more work today after throwing a million balls the last couple days, you know, that's how they would treat a backup who's not going to play week one, because they wouldn't be worried about a dead arm or anything like that. And so those are just the tea leaves. How do you feel about that? Jimmy, you can release the hounds, please. At 617-779-0985. If this last week did nothing to move Bill off of Cam Newton to start the season, how do you feel about that? 617-779-0985. I think, you know, everyone is kind of frustrated about it. And, I would expect to hear that. I would expect to hear a lot of criticism of Bill, especially from the guys who've told me the whole time that Mac Jones has clearly been the better guy. So that is just, you know, what I am expecting. I think it would be also the COVID thing, I think, is no small thing. I think Newton has put the Patriots in a really tough spot, not getting vaccinated and not being diligent about the protocols, because who knows, this could and probably will happen again for all those unvaccinated guys. The protocols are too strict for them to dance through all those raindrops, and he's just a half step away from another 5-day cadence thing, and you know that's coming, and that's going to be your starter. That's ridiculous. So your thoughts on that, 617-779-0985. A little bit of news. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, said the Patriots are about to swing a trade for a corner. He said the Ravens are close on a trade of fifth-round pick Sean Wade, the former Ohio State standout, to the Patriots, according to sources. A high-ceiling player likely added to New England's secondary. I just heard a little bit chatter from the guys on Zolak and Bertrand. Sean Wade was a highly rated prospect going into his senior year or last year there at Ohio State. He was thought to be a first-round prospect. He drops to the fifth. So who knows why. They were talking about, you know, he's better suited inside than outside, or some sort of positional kind of thing. I don't know. I see Ohio State guy that drops from first-round prospect to fifth, and it just screams jackass.
Of course.
You know, that Ohio State program is one jackass after the next. And so there's a jackass factor, and that's why the Ravens take him, because the Ravens have a very low jackass meter, as we've known over the years.
But how bad could he be if they're willing to pass, you know, move on from this guy as quickly as possible?
Thank you. Exactly right. If he's even too big of a jackass for the Ravens, what does that tell you? So I don't know.
Maybe their jackass meter got fixed.
maybe they raised the jackass level there in Baltimore. I don't know. But here comes Ohio State, Baltimore Raven jackass, probably. I mean, I don't know. So everyone turns to, does this have anything to do with Stephon Gilmore or not? I don't know. Either way, he's a rookie. Even if you were a first-round pick, I'd say this is no replacement for Stephon Gilmore. You know, put a rookie in there for your number one corner. It's a depth guy at best and someone to build around and, you know, whatever the case may be. He's a rookie. So I don't think this impacts the top of that roster. It better not.
Well, not in the short term.
Oh, no, right, of course. Down the line, sure.
Yeah, so maybe the play is, well, look, you know, we're dealing with Gilmore now, and he's probably going to play this year, but we need someone to replace Gilmore, whether it's J.C. Jackson or not. And if it is J.C. Jackson, then we need someone to replace J.C. Jackson. So
I look at it, if it's a guy that plays inside, they're just shuffling things around. So that's what Jalen Mills was brought here to do. They make Mills essentially the corner where Stephon Gilmore should be, but seeing as he's going to hold out, they're not going to fix that issue. Mills goes there, and then this kid from Baltimore ends up having Mills' position. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's the slot corner.
I mean, the key phrase to me in that Rappaport tweet, high ceiling.
Yeah, well, but if they're expecting him to really have an impact now... Oh, they suck back there then. They're in deep, deep trouble.
Yeah, I don't think it's about the now.
You're going to take a rookie? So, like what Murray's saying, is move Mills inside. And if he's a factor in the top of your depth chart, a factor in your rotation, as a rookie coming from a different system, oh, you're in deep trouble in the secondary then. That's what that tells me.
Yeah, I think Bill's grooming this kid. And he's a problem kid. He was drafted later anyway. He's a problem kid one way or the other. I don't know if it's physical, psychological, mental, emotional, whatever.
Have we dug into any of this? Like, right. I was in the car when it happened.
So I'm just saying a guy who's got talent doesn't slip to the fifth round for no reason.
And if he's from Ohio State, trust me, it's like it screams at you. It screams at you.
And he does not then get released, basically, by the Ravens.
No. Yeah.
Because their jackass meter is broken.
Jack wagon.
Give me a few minutes. I'll sniff out at that a-hole.
I mean, it's got to be some sort of jackagonry.
Yeah, so I think Bill's saying this kid's a gamble, but we'll bring him in, see if we can straighten him out, see if we can tap into the talent, because we might need that as leverage in 2022. That's how I look at it. I don't know. Bill doesn't do anything in for the immediacy of it, not in training camp. I think he's thinking way down the road.
Just like he is with his quarterback.
I think so, too.
Just like he is with the quarterback. Until it changes, and again, I don't know, but you got to take a side. It's a talk show. Until it changes, I never thought they were in a competition with each other. Mac Jones is in a competition with himself. Mac Jones is in a competition to show Bill he's ready. But it's not versus Cam Newton necessarily. It's not a true competition. Bill has his own clock on Mac Jones, and that clock never included week one against the Dolphins. And maybe Mac Jones has gotten closer to that, but he hasn't gotten all the way there. And it's still Cam Newton to start the year. And if Tom Brady wasn't sitting there in week four, I would say to you, Mac Jones could come any time in the first month. But with Brady sitting there in week four, if Cam Newton's getting game one, he's also getting game four. So until I hear otherwise, the Mac Jones thing and the quarterback thing, I'll see in October, maybe November. And I think today was another indication of it. But again, who the hell knows? What do you think? 617-779-0985 is your phone number. Maz is already smirking. We'll be mostly this. We'll get a couple of firsthand accounts of what went on down in Foxborough today. We'll also just got to give you just a little smidge on the Red Sox later on in the show. That's a nice baseball team you got there, Maz.
Oh, yeah. No. I do. I have an ownership stake. Well, they're my team.
I was asking Milliken when he went out of here if he had an advanced metric for me on Robles. He's probably got some good numbers for me on that guy.
I wonder if there are advanced metrics on, you know, WX runs Red Sox sucking stat.
Work on that, Milliken. Give me some good numbers on Robles. I want to present them to the audience, but that's later in the show. Your calls are next.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC. Please, Mass.
What the?
Felger and Mass.
What the F are we doing here?
98.5.
What are we doing?
The Sports Hub.
Hi, Bill. It's Dan. How you doing?
Good, Dan. How's it going?
Okay. I've missed you guys. If you could just help me clear up, I haven't been obviously with you guys every day, and I'm amazed this is actually working. You can hear me. But a little misunderstanding on the Newton thing. I don't quite get. Newton was gone for you for 5 days, and it was characterized as a misunderstanding. Was he told he could go, or did he not know the rule, or did you not know the rule?
Yeah, don't really have anything to add, Dan. You released a statement. I think that covered it as thoroughly as we can without, getting into a lengthy thing. So we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, it's just for us, it allows the possibility that he either went without permission or someone didn't know the rule, which is very unlike you guys. And I know it's important to be in practice, and he's a pivotal guy on your team. So it leaves us a little bit out there as to the motivation for why he did this, and if he knew, and if you knew, or if he went against team rules.
No, he didn't go against team rules, but there was a misunderstanding, and it's exactly what I said it was in the statement.
So he was unaware he would lose the 5 days?
It's exactly what I said it was in the statement.
Okay, thank you.
Guy. And Shaughnessy's there. Where's Byron Barnett?
No, is he getting mad?
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Okay, thank you.
It's his guy. It's Newton. That's your guy, Bill. You could have had any number of good, and I say, take this with a grain of salt, good backup options. If this guy's your backup, he's pretty good. Whether it's Ryan Fitzpatrick or Andy Dalton, the guy you should have got is going to start in Denver. It should be Teddy Bridgewater. There's a million guys, and millions may be a little strong, but let's call it a half dozen guys that you could have brought in who are vaccinated or following the protocols, probably a little bit better, probably mimic what you do in your system better. Bridgewater certainly does. And so does Dalton, and Fitzpatrick will do whatever you tell him to do. He's been everywhere. I don't know. But you hit your wagon to this guy, and this is what you get. You get Shaughnessy up your ass.
Okay, thank you.
Which is not what you're looking for. Just trust me. Not that you need to know that.
And that comment, see, the one he said, the Bill's first answer, where he says, I mean, it's what I said in the statement. We can't give any more than that without
throwing him under the bus.
Right. And then he says, getting into a much longer thing. There was this pause, but he said, but that's exactly what he wanted to say, or was going to say, instinctively, without pointing the finger at somebody, without throwing him under the bus. He effed up, and Bill's covering for him.
And let's see if that cost him his job. It didn't look like it today. I mean, there's a Burt Breer tweet in my face, so I'll read it. Just leaving Pat's Giants joint practice. Big takeaway for me. Mac Jones took a lot more reps in 11-on-11 than Cam Newton. Some good, some bad. Yesterday, he, meaning Mac Jones, was nails. Difference today, the Giants pressured him, which made him look more like a rookie. So against Mac Jones didn't have as good of a day today, not nearly. But I don't care about that. Like, I want to know who's repping, who looked like the starter, who played with the starter. So Mac Jones played more than Cam Newton. That doesn't mean anything to me if he played more than Cam Newton because the backups played more than the starters. That tells me he's the backup. So, that's the tell, or that's what I want to know today. That's what I want to know. Was Cam Newton treated like a starter today or more like a backup? And how they played is how they played. It's like, that's all going to come out in the wash. Who was treated like what? That's what I want to know. All right, to your calls here, as promised. Bob in Nantucket. Go, Bob.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, Bob.
I think we're going to have a few surprises this year, and Kill Harry being one, for sure. Cam Newton, he's going to come out. I think you're forgetting he is an MVP. Great defense, stable of running backs. We will be meeting Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Oh. I don't see us winning that game, but I really think we're going to get there.
Yes, behind Cam Newton and N'Keal Harry.
The defense.
Stable
of running backs.
Okay. Defense and running backs. If this were 1985, I'd say you'd have a shot. Not in this day and age. Really, really hard to do.
Yeah, Bob in Nantucket. Any chance he lives next door to Bill?
Tony in Stoneham. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Matt, Mike, you really try to develop something that isn't there. You got to understand something. Bell has no reason to put himself in a position to state that how good that mac and cheese is or whatever. Because if something happens, then it's all on him. He's got no rush, and you want him to rush. But I'll tell you right now, I'll make you a bet, in which we haven't settled the first one yet.
Yep.
I'll make you a bet that mac and cheese, barring any injuries, they get both got to be healthy.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese has more stats, better stats for the whole year than Cam does.
Okay, I mean, that might be right, Tony. I don't necessarily disagree with that. I think what we're really... The issue before us is who starts the season. Because I think Mac Jones and Mac and Cheese has a chance there to come in at some point this year, and I think that's Bill's plan to have him, you know, work in at some point this year and be the guy by the end of the year. So that's what I think Bill wants. We're talking about week one, because that's just the first game in front of us. I still don't think that that's Mac Jones. And if you want to then do play it out, I think that's going to lead to a tricky situation because I think they could win. I think they, not behind N'Keal Harry, you know, as Bob in Nantucket said, but I think they could win some games and have a good record, and that's going to make it difficult for Bill to make that change, but that's for down the road. And will Mac Jones have better stats than Cam Newton? He better.
I would hope so.
Hard to have worse.
The guy threw 8 touchdown passes last year.
Newton had the worst stats in the league last year, so I don't know how you get worse than that. Chris in Everett. Hi, Chris.
Hi. So I know for the last 20 years, Bill Belichick has basically been the supreme ruler of Pats Nation. But, I mean, I think the strikes against him are starting to add up, especially over the last, like, 10 years, where you're looking at the – he didn't get a good return on the Jimmy Garoppolo trade, even though everybody is saying it would be multiple first-round picks. He benches Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl for Johnson Batamosi. He then has multiple years of bad drafts and bad draft picks. He goes out and says, I'm not taking players that I'm not going to get along with. I'd rather those guys than versus talented guys. I mean, how many more times can he make mistakes? And if he starts Cam Newton, like, the guy stinks. Like, he's just done. He's cooked.
Well, Chris,
you know,
yeah, these guys think that if it all don't work out this year, he's on notice, which I think he gets one more year after this. But you ask, they're starting to add up. And, what you know, how long does it last? And when does it start to attach itself to him? You know, somewhere in the next year or two is the answer.
Yes, absolutely. And look, I do think there's going to be an interesting scenario that plays out if he goes with Newton, and he's going to. I think it is going to be Newton in week one, as much as I would want it to be Jones. If Newton sucks and the fans get involved, and that becomes like, you know, a lot of yelling, a lot of booing, they'll turn on Bill. They will turn on Bill because ultimately he's the one that's making the call. So I just think that this thing could get ugly fast, and it could get ugly for Belichick.
Cam and Taunton. Hi, Cam.
You know, guys, it blows me away. That guy just rattled off all the stuff he's done ego-wise. How about just the discipline-wise? Remember when he wouldn't let Butler practice because he missed minicamp because of the weather?
Yeah.
Because of a thing completely out of his control. The weather delayed his flight. He busted his balls over that anyway. He busts the balls of the greatest quarterback of all time to the point where he leaves. But this washed-up has-been just an excuse at every turn. And, Felker, I remember you saying this once. Didn't he once bench Richard Seymour because he went to a funeral?
Yes.
It was his
grandparents' funeral. And he missed a day of practice. He didn't miss a game. He was back in time for the game, and Bill sat him out the first quarter of the game that week. Oh, and Seymour was pissed.
And how he's treating Cam Newton just runs counter to all of how he's run these kind of this operation before, and how he's handled these players. Richard Seymour, Wes Welker, sending those guys home with the snowstorm in 09. You know, like,
he's hitched his wagon to Cam Newton. He's hitched his wagon. And let me tell you, he hitched it to the wrong guy. Not just because he can't play. The stuff about the leadership and setting the tone and that thing is, I think, fraudulent. I think Newton's a phony. This whole thing about the way he's handled the COVID stuff, I think just kills his credibility. You know, the intangible that you need there is reliability and tone setting and setting an example and leading. And when it comes to that, he's done all the wrong things. When it comes to the COVID thing, you've got to dance through that in this day and age, and Newton isn't doing it. So he's been, in this regard, a horrible leader.
Yeah, Bill applies the rules to who he wants him to apply to. That's the thing. So when he wants to leverage somebody, then all of a sudden the rules are there. It's what he does best, is leverage people. So he doesn't want to leverage Newton, so he lets it slide. He picks and chooses who has to play by the rules.
More reaction from Foxborough right after Big Jim Murray's update.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
You are a sorry liar. You are a sad, sorry liar. 98.5. Literally pathetic.
The Sports Hub.
All right, to help us get a better look at what went down there today at Patriots training camp, because obviously we're not there, so we need eyes on the situation. Alex Barth here from 98.5thesportshub.com, joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Alex was down there. Alex, how you doing, kid?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're excellent. All right. So you tell me who looked like the starting quarterback today. And when I say that, I'm not asking you who played better or who commanded the huddle better. I'm talking about how they repped. Who looked like the starting quarterback today based on how they repped?
Right. I actually heard you talking about that in the last segment, and I think you nailed it, because even though Mac Jones had more reps, it felt like they treated Cam Newton like the starting quarterback. They actually started practice kind of a simulated game situation where the Patriots kicked off to the Giants. They went three and out. They then punted back to the Patriots, and then it's Cam Newton leading the offense onto the field for the first drive. That's also all we saw of him. After that, at least in team drills, after that was Mac Jones. So it almost felt like, all right, Cam got the first drive. He's the starter, and then it's the preseason, so we're going to get Mac the reps, the backup. I think it was actually just today in a snapshot was a really good indication of where this thing is, where Cam Newton is the starter, but they are trying to get Mac Jones going. They are trying to get him up to speed. They are trying to get him there and get him ready to make the switch when they want to make it.
And Alex, just to clarify, when you say Cam got the first series with the first unit, that part was all the starters went out together?
Yeah, sorry about that. So he got one series with the first unit, and then Mac got one with the first unit and one with the second unit.
Okay, you being down there, give us some corny body language thing that we can blow up and, you know,
turn into a crisis.
Exactly. Yeah, sort of, you know, sort of blow out of proportion like we did yesterday with Belichick's high five of Mac Jones. Did you give us something? Was there anything like that that you discerned on the field body language wise?
Well, Mac did get a couple more high fives from coaches today when he ran on, not Phil, but other coaches. I don't know if you count this as body language. I thought it was interesting that Cam Newton was wearing a mask when he came onto the field. So we don't know that that means that, you know, he could have gotten a shot and he's still technically not vaccinated because that window has to close. But that's how we've kind of been able to tell and had that early indication that he wasn't vaccinated, was that he was wearing a mask, and that's the NFL protocol for unvaccinated players. And he still had the mask when he went out there today.
Yeah, but when he's struggled, maybe he didn't get the bulk of the reps, which he didn't today, he's kind of sulked. Did you see anything like that, or was he dancing and he was usual upbeat self?
I don't know that it was sulking, but there was one interesting moment after they started with 7-on-7s before that simulated game I talked about. Each guy only threw three passes, but after that happened, right when they went to the sideline and the Patriots defense was on the field first, so they had some time, Mac went right to Josh McDaniels and he was chatting with Josh McDaniels. Cam stayed behind a little bit. He just threw a couple short passes to Nelson Agholor before he went over and joined them. So, I mean, that's kind of a trend. You know, Mac's been on McDaniels' hip from the beginning of this thing. Not that Cam hasn't been around, but Mac more so. So that was a moment that stood out to me where it looked like they were getting ready for whatever this, whatever you want to call it, simulated game, scrimmage, et cetera. And Mac went right there and he went right to the coach and got ready, and Cam stayed behind and threw a couple extra passes.
Okay, quick thought on how they did actually then look, Alex. Just reading it sounded like they both sucked.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough with Newton. He threw six passes. It's not a ton. It was four. He was 4 for 6. He had one nice throw to Jacoby Myers. He had one pass that was a questionable decision. It wasn't picked off. It maybe should have been. Jones was 10 of 21. He did get picked off. It wasn't a great read. although he, I thought at times, struggled to get in a rhythm because the receivers had a rough day. There was one drive where the drive was like 18, 20 plays because they had four drops. And I think that shook him. And that's not to, you know, totally take him out of the equation. If you're a quarterback, passes are going to get dropped. You have to be able to shake it off and get back in a rhythm. But, yeah, I don't, you know, it wasn't his worst day, but he certainly wasn't where he was yesterday either.
Okay, Alex, I'm putting you on the spot here a little bit, but who dropped the balls?
Yeah, so it was Damian Harris, Jonnu Smith. Gunnar Oshefsky had a bad one. It was a beautiful 35, 40 yards down the sideline. Would have put him at the one on a two-minute drill right through his hands. And then Aguilar had the other one, but that may have been a pass breakup. It was a little close. But Aguilar would, you know, officially on paper have the fourth.
Okay, Alex predicted. Who starts week one for the New England Patriots?
I still think it's Cam Newton. I think that the advantage he has with experience and how much this team values experience, I think it's still going to be Cam. And what we saw today, like we talked about before, who they treated as the starter, they're still treating Cam Newton as the starter. And if what Mac Jones did yesterday didn't put him ahead, I think at this point it's going to take until into the season. I think the gap's much closer. I think that change happens much earlier in the year now than I did at the beginning of camp, but I still think it's Cam Newton week one.
Okay, thanks, kid. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
Alex Barth on 98.5thesportshub.com. I agree with him, but I'm not even, that's why we go down there, because we want someone down there who's got eyes on it, and that's how it looks and feels to Alex Barth anyway.
Yeah, I think that, look, I think that's generally the right read. Clearly, Bill did not, there was no real penalty for Newton here today. You know, he missed the time, he came back, they basically plugged him back in and picked up where they left off, essentially. But I just think it should be, you know, again, and maybe this is wishful thinking on my part, something happened here over these last few days. It might not have the impact we want as soon as we want it, but that image, I'm sorry, that image of Bill high-fiving or low-fiving Mac Jones on the day when Cam Newton isn't there, that is no accident.
But the no penalty thing, it is, it's so true for, and so, you know, right for you to go back in history. I mean, Seymour went to his grandparents' funeral and came back. He just missed a practice, I think, and he got benched for the first quarter. Wes Welker got sat out the first quarter of a playoff game. Playoff game because he made foot jokes.
That one still blows my mind.
Malcolm Butler, but he still fair caught some punts. He just got held out of the offense. Okay, like I talk about pretzel logic there from Bill, but he had a hard piece for Wes Welker, and so he punished him. And back in the day with the Seymour thing, Bill is still Law and Order Bill and trying to prove a point of what I don't even remember what the hell, but that he did that to Seymour. You know, Malcolm Butler famously, what? Yeah, again, as the caller said the other day, he teased Steve Belichick for his freaking mullet. You know, what did Malcolm Butler do?
Even before that, remember when the contract squabble started that summer, like that off season? Like, didn't he fine him or something for being late because he missed a plane?
Yeah, this is what the
caller made reference to.
Yeah. Cam just said it in the last segment, and it might have been before even the contract stuff, but Malcolm Butler showed up late or had a flight delay for a mini camp. Sat him out the whole mini camp. There's a million examples that we can come up with of Bill being heavy-handed with players and holding them accountable. And yet Newton does this, and it's like, no, you're back with the first team.
Oh, yeah, no. He sticks it to who he wants to stick it to when he wants to stick it to him. That's it. So this idea that, you know, that this is what, like, as time goes on and now that he's been distanced from Brady, you look at it and you say, Bill is you know, not a hard ass with everybody. He just picks the guys he likes, takes care of them, and is hard ass with the other ones, the ones he doesn't like. Not all of them necessarily, because there's a lot of guys that fall in between. So whether it was Brady or Brewski, I mean, Brady at the beginning, he loved those guys. He had them in his pocket. By the end, Brady wasn't, so he busted his balls. It's all about how Bill feels about him at that given time.
It's all who he's got in his pocket. If you're not in his pocket, then forget about it. And Newton's in the pocket, and he remains. So we're back to your calls here in our long commercial-free segment next.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
Felger and Mass.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, good. Hold on, I have a landline. This is my landline, yep.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, Bill. Stan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, I hope you're doing well today. I just want to ask you, in your mind, at what point do you have to sort of transition here from the spirited quarterback competition to having a starter, giving them the majority of the reps, and getting them prepared for Miami and to be the starter throughout the rest of the year?
Yeah, I don't have a timetable on that, Chris, so can't tell you.
I mean, do you feel like, I know you said you don't have a timetable, but do you feel like that's something that's coming up soon here as we get to the end of training camp? You'll approach that or make that decision at the end of training camp here?
I'm not sure. Not sure exactly how that'll go.
Got it. Thanks.
I find that thoroughly annoying, too. Yeah, I haven't really thought of it. Yeah, there's no timetable. Well, I mean, there's a game September, was it 10th? So, I mean, like, there is actually a hard deadline. It's the 12th, I guess.
Yeah, 12th.
So, there, you know, the game's the 12th, so you're going to have to know by then. So there is at least some kind of timeline, right, Bill? September 12th, 90 minutes prior to the game, you have to declare a starter. So there is something of a timeline. And then, you know, I think we all know that the week going into the game, and in this case it's two, the starter's going to get the most of the reps in practice and you're going to formulate a game plan, right? So you're going to have some idea. And that clock actually starts on Monday. So you're really just a couple days away from that. I think I just defined the timeline, did I not? I mean, that's just the fact.
Oh, yeah. He's just, I thought he was a complete dink in that answer, in the one to Shaughnessy even. I thought he was a complete dink.
It's like, there's just, you don't have to tell us who the starter is if you don't want to. I mean, Kyle Shanahan's not. Some teams are. Some teams are.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Some teams are declaring the starters. Some teams aren't. You don't have to. I get it. But there's just something about the way he goes about it. Like, it's very simple to say, Chris, I'm not going to tip my hand on this yet. You know, I'll announce it in time. Obviously, there's a timeline. We have to get a guy ready. I'm just not ready to tell you who it is.
Well, that would be having
human
respecting someone else as being a human being.
Yeah. Instead of just, there's no timeline. I haven't thought about it.
Yeah, F you, you don't mean anything to me.
And let me tell you, if Bill's just sort of screwing around with the thing, like he's going to install Mac Jones with those first team reps in the 2 weeks leading up to the game when the media's not there. That would sort of bug me too. That's like getting too cute. You're really pulling one over Brian Flores on that one. Like, oh, that's going to be the key. It's like, I don't know. It's just still done differently here. And when Brady's here and you're winning, it's cutesy. You can make it all part of the myth of the Patriots. And this is why they win. They win because Bill acts that way, or they win because of all these other things. And, you know, when the quarterback leaves and you start losing it, do you understand it's really not all these other things? That Bill acting that way doesn't do squat for you?
No, in fact, it's the other way around. Bill wins so he can do those things. It's the other way.
I guess you're right. Anyway, back to your phones as promised. Matt in Framingham. Hi, Matt.
You know, I don't know about you guys, but Bill better be very careful about the way he's approaching this with Cam Newton, because I don't know how you guys feel, but if he starts dicking around with this whole thing, he could have himself a redux of 2009 all over again. And I mean that in the way of, wow, people are going to start all of a sudden thinking, hey, Cam's getting away with stuff. So I'm going to get away with stuff.
So he,
I would personally like to see what would have happened if a guy like, I don't know, Chase Winovich was pulling this crap.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee you, there would be no chance in hell Chase Winovich would get away with this. Hey, Bill, better be ready because we're going to be ready.
Okay, so it's great. We would have buried Winovich if Winovich did this. The locker room, Maz, you know, you read some quotes from some Patriots players in the last day or two that caught your attention.
Yeah, Bedard had him, Reese had him, a lot of guys had him. But it was you know, the guys on the roster talking about Mac Jones in practice. And Dietrich Wise was asked why he went out of his way to give Jones a fist bump. Did you see the period? He said, I gave him a fist pound. I think he looks pretty good. James White, it was perfect timing on a throw that that Mac Jones made. But a perfect throw and a big play in the two-minute drive, White said. I think he continues to get more confidence. The more you're out there and the more you keep getting those repetitions, the more confidence you get. Kendrick Bourne said something similar. I think the guys in that locker room look at him and say, this kid can play. This kid can play. And I put more stock in White than the others. White's been here. Big Belichick guy. Belichick loves White. He had a comment about him early in the year. He said, well, James is one of the guys on the roster. Then when I want an honest assessment of what's going on out there, I'll go to him because I know that he'll give me an honest answer without a lot of the bull crap. And so I think James White, like I look at James White as being a leader on this team now. And for James White to come out and talk about Mac Jones that way when the starter is Cam Newton, there's something there. These guys know he can play.
So I do think Bill will be influenced by what the locker room wants. I think he'll take he does that. He's conscious of that. It's one of his strong points because he's almost never lost his locker room. 2009 was the time. I mean, in all the 20 years, there's not many times that we can go to and say he lost them, but that was one of them.
Yeah, what do you want to be like, George Jetson?
Yeah, exactly. But the caller's right. So, but you know, you can't really pull up very many other years where you say that he sort of lost them and lost the rope. And so he's pretty good about that. If the locker room wants Mac Jones, that'll be maybe the most telling thing in his favor.
So let me ask you just quickly, the comments about Jones. Bill, doesn't Bill oftentimes tell players not to talk about other players, talk only about yourself? And so, and I know it's camp and I know it's preseason, but it doesn't feel like he's stopping this.
Okay, so then what's your point?
That Bill wants to build Jones's confidence and he wants to let the locker room go. Like, you know, you guys want to talk about him, go ahead and talk about him. That I think Bill knows the kid can play. And I think that he wants to put a little heat on Newton in the process.
But Newton's still starting week one.
Yes.
Okay. Al's in Rhode Island. Good. Hi, Al.
Hey, Felger, where the hell is Robert Kraft? I mean, is he, why is he not stopping this buffoonery from Belichick?
So, do you want him, Al? Do you really want Robert Kraft picking the week one? Do you want Robert Kraft setting the depth chart? Do you want that?
Yes, I want him to manage the ball club like he should.
Yeah,
he's the owner. The owner is not Belichick. He's a bozo. Get rid of him. Thank you.
Okay, Al. A little strong there. You know, I'm okay with the owner sort of setting down some big picture organizational directional things. You don't want him picking the starting quarterback. I'm sorry. You don't.
No, definitely not.
But what Robert can do is if Bill picks the wrong guy and mismanages the position, then Robert can fire him or attempt to cut his salary or hold him accountable.
I was just going to say hold him accountable.
That's what goes on. So, like, Bill's getting to be a little bit on notice. And so the owner has it within his right to see how it plays out and then hold Bill accountable. But I don't want Robert ahead of the time saying, no, we're going to start Mac this week. That's, you don't want that.
No, and I don't want to, you know, make accusations of the callers. I'm wondering if Al maybe had a liquid lunch.
Russ in New Hampshire. Hi, Russ in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Russ.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, absolutely. I think Cam Newton's a bum. And with all the progress we've made with Jones, it's almost like, I don't know, we kind of have to fit Cam in there as a punching bag, you know, and then somehow fit Jones in the ladder, and I don't really know, man.
Okay, man, I don't understand the point of your call, so I'm just going to let you go.
He had a weed lunch that kid.
Put the two together. I mean, yeah, planted Zippy.
A grass lunch.
Here's Rob in Georgia. Go ahead, Rob.
As a Patriot fan down here in SEC country, one of the many great things about having your show is that I get to hear how excited so many Patriots fans are about Mac Jones. I am too. He's clearly the future. But as for now, the guy has never played more than 13 games in a season. and hasn't still played a snap in the more grueling NFL. My question to you guys is there a chance Belichick's just trying to buy 5-7 games out of Cam so that when Mac does come in, he doesn't tail off at the end of the season? Better to have him sit out the beginning than to tail off at the end of the year.
Yes. Yes, Rob. I think that something like that, something about his durability or physicality or being able to hold up, maybe today was just a little indication. He had a big day yesterday, and today he kind of wilted. Back-to-back, heavy load kind of practices. And you know, we were just showing video on NBC Sports Boston on the simulcast of just some practice footage of him next to Newton. It's striking how much smaller he is than Newton.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. And Cam's a big dude, but even so.
I mean, yeah, Cam's bigger than most. I mean, that's for sure. But, like, I mean, if you just roll this again, I don't know if you want to, if, you know, if you can. But, real Mac Jones does look like a whittle guy. Certainly next to Cam Newton. He looked like a little guy next to Jared Stidham, for Pete's sake. So this is something we've been talking about a lot. I've been saying it since Mike Lombardi said it the first weekend after the draft, that the first thing they need to do with this kid is give him a GPS to the weight room. I'm like, that's too good of a line for you to come up on your own, pal. And that's straight from Bill. And that's when Mike Lombardi was saying, redshirt year. But you know, just look at Mac Jones right there next to Cam Newton.
The top of his helmet gets to basically Newton's jaw.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a neck. Like, it is striking. And so I told you in that first preseason game, when he went down and there were these, you know, massive human beings falling on him, I felt like he was going to break. I felt like he was going to break. And that's the first time where I thought, you know, you made reference to that Lombardi comment, and you've been talking about it a lot, and I thought, he might not physically be ready to play in that league. I think that that's a legitimate issue.
Okay, we will continue with your thoughts on this all day long. Because we did get some clarity we got some movement, I think. We had a development, let's say that, development. We had a development in the quarterback thing in terms of how they repped. Cam Newton came back, and it doesn't feel like he was punished. Still treated like the starter out on the field in terms of reps. So how do you feel about that? But we do have to spend just a few seconds on the baseball team.
Who?
Because that's quite a situation they got going on there right now.
Unbelievable, really. It's getting. It feels like it's getting worse.
Okay, so we will hit on that after Murray's 90-second update here. No commercials.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're member FDIC.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people. People, great service since 1928.